I thought second half, the goal came against the run of play, start second half, and then I think we got into the game, got our teeth into the game, and I thought we were excellent after that. It's probably the best second half performance, is probably the best we've played all season. We created really good chances, we missed a penalty. They defended well, the keepers had a good game, the keeper was man of the match, so that probably tells you everything about the game, really. I thought we were desperately unlucky not to take anything second half.
The two goals that you did concede, though, in the manner that you conceded them, is that the most frustrating thing about this evening?
Yeah, well, I think that's something that we thought we'd eradicate from our game in the first three games, where we were tight defensively. I mean, the first goal was a bad touch on the edge of the box, and then Dave hit a deflected shot, which has crept in the corner. Now, the second one, we were disappointed how we allowed their midfield player to run in behind us, but it's a good strike from the edge of the area by the lad. But then that had sort of kicked us on and galvanised us a little bit, and I thought we penned them back, got on the front foot. We did things in the second half that we didn't do in the first half, play with a bit more tempo, a bit more pace, and on another day we could have drawn the game and even could have snatched the game at the end.
Not all bad though, still top of the league, but a tough week next week, Port Talbot and Airbus in space of 3 days.
Yeah, well, that's the nature of the league, isn't it? It's a tough league. We've got three games in 6 days, which is probably a little bit unfair on us, but we'll get through it. We've got the squad. We lost Gavin, looks like quite a serious one today, but we'll get Tom Goodwin back in the squad for next week, so we'll supplement that. But look, this is what happens sometimes in football. We're four games in, we're in a fantastic position, we're 9 points. Every team in the league would probably swap with that, so plenty to be positive about. I think the message from today for the players is that when you're not on your top of your games first half, then that's what happens. And I think we're disappointing first half, but very good second half.
And what is the assessment of Gavin Cadwalder's injury? Because he went off in the first half. It looked like he was in a lot of pain at one point.
Yeah, I think he's torn his hamstring. He's just overstretched to clear the ball, and it looks a bad one initially. But we'll wait and see how it settles down in the next few days before we give a timescale on it.